other's lies. Holding this in mind, that if we fall, we all fall, and we fall alone. The cold and sincerity of steel machines have consumed our euphoria, transforming us into muted dreams, dreaming of the day that we attack, 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 a fetal servitude. We attack, 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 attack with pesticide. We attack all the years of propaganda. We shall attack. Books illustrating what we already know can describe towards the sky. Raising your flags along polluted coasts, dreaming of the day that we attack.
To the Grunt Free Press podcast, boys and girls. This is episode 110. I'm your host, once again, Absolute Deicide. GruntFreePress.com is a website. PissGirls.biz. That's also a website. no affiliation there yet. Talks are in the works behind the scenes. But podcast at gruntfreepress.com. It's the email address. I don't know. You guys should know this shit by now, I'd hope. If you're new, I don't know. You have to go back. It's episodic. You got to go back. I said, episode 110. Don't go back to episode 1 and listen to everything. You're going to be out of the loop. There's nothing I can do to help you. I mean, if I keep it up, I'm just going to bore all my longtime fans. You should also know there's a little donate button there at the bottom of the main page, gruntfreepress.com. So, I guess nobody must have known. It must be the first time I've said that because, you know, it's, that explains it. That's gotta be it, right?
Last week we actually had some games there. I mean, it's fucking pretty surprised that new games are coming out. I was like, shit, it's fucking game after game fucking coming out that I wanted to play. Only actually played one or two of them, and of course got tied up in Warhammer. Total War Warhammer, which is going to be more of that coming up too. Just a fair warning. Last week we actually had games, and this week we actually have news. So, we must be in that part of the circle of shit that we just live in, that cycle of fucking, you know, the usual fucking, you know, games come out, fucking games don't, you know, no games come out for like months, then fucking like, oh, hey, here's some news, and then, yeah, we're in the cycle, I guess, of news, so, Yeah, but again, mostly I played fucking Total War Warhammer. So much fucking Total War Warhammer. But yeah, let's do the news first. Let's hit up the news, the relevant news anyway, relevant to me, shit that I cared about, which is pretty pared down. You know, fucking, I guess. Yeah, I mean, there was a, speaking of which, yeah, there was a new race revealed for this game called Total War Warhammer 2. I don't know what that's about, but yeah, I guess that comes out on September 28th, so not too long. You can fucking, I can bore you with that. So, yeah, I wonder what that's about. I wonder what that game's going to be, this Total War Warhammer 2. I mean, I don't know, it sounds pretty unique. Must be a new IP. So yeah, they showed three races already that they're putting out. Again, I hadn't really been fucking following any of this shit, and really hadn't fucking gotten into these games for like a couple months ago, which I then fell into pretty hard, as you can tell. So fucking, yeah, they showed these races for the sequel there. I guess you get the High Elves they showed before, they get the Dark Elves there, and some Lizard Men. Yeah, I mean, I remember seeing, like, that's really what got me into it at first. It's like, yeah, it looks pretty cool. They're showing the fucking, the Lizard Men. There's a fucking, you know, show a fucking lizard, you know, the dinosaur-looking fucking general guy riding on, like, a giant fucking flying dinosaur or some shit. I'm like, that looks fucking crazy. Looks pretty cool. So, they're showing a new race, the Ratmen, I guess, or Skaven, some shit, I guess the technical term. But they're pretty much Ratmen. And believe it or not, they're, giant rat men, man, rat hybrid, I guess. So yeah, it looks like, yeah, you know, they're just showing like the, you know, cinematic trailers, and there was some like gameplay shit they were showing, but I'm like, I don't really want to watch. I mean, you know, they're doing like preview events and shit. I didn't watch like too much of that. That was floating around there. Just because it's stupid. It's kind of dumb, I guess, to be like, I don't want to watch somebody else play like some strategy game, but it's like, yeah, they're probably going to show like cinemas and all that shit. I wanted to stay away from it, but yeah, from what I can tell, you know, they still have like huge fucking numbers, you know, huge squads of rat people, fucking, you know. So they're all just running like right at the enemy armies and shit, and they're helped out by like giant beasts, like fucking, I don't know, rat beasts, beasts, I guess. I can't say that fucking word right now. Yeah, I was just, you know, hearing them talking about it. They say they're subterranean. They try to fucking spread pestilence to like the other races. So yeah, I mean, it kind of sounds like they're gonna be like a mixture of like you know, from the first game there, like the vampires and the beastmen and fucking chaos, like just like a mixture of those fucking races from the first one. Yeah, I mean, they're showing the trailer. It's a really nice looking fucking cinematic trailer. Looking at it, you should check it out if you can. I'm just fucking, it's like, yeah, I'm on board, obviously. I mean, I already fucking bought it. So I was on like CD keys for like 20 something bucks. I bought it then and fucking, yeah, so, because I'm on board, I don't know, the game might just be a fucking giant disaster now, so, who knows, that's usually how it goes. So, yeah, it just sounds pretty, yeah, I was just checking out, like, some of the, looking up the older articles on it and shit, just, I'd really been fucking following the game too much. So I was just checking out, looking out, like, fucking, you know, when they announced, like, the other fucking races and, Just you know, details on the game in general, which I'd fucking skip by the articles and shit before, older shit, older announcements and all that, and reading it, I'm like, fucking, it sounds a little bit like smaller or like anemic compared to the first game. I mean, we, you know, it's like, there's only four races and shit, like, for, you know, as opposed to like, you know, just playing the first fucking Total War Warhammer, and I was like, wow, it was like fucking ton of them, you know. I was like, fucking, I don't know, how many, like, probably, like, eight, ten, something like that, I don't know, but, I mean, it's fucking, like, there's only four different races you can play, and then fucking, then, you know, then I figured, I'm like, well, it kind of makes sense. I mean, I don't know how that game launched, you know. I started playing it So it started my addiction. You know what I mean? It's when I fucking started. Is that the game's already been out like a year or two? Yeah, there's already been like a bunch of DLC. You know, different faction DLC, all that shit. So, yeah, one of them, the fucking the Viking one there just came out fucking last week. So, yeah, I'm pretty sure like in this one, the sequel, you know, it'll probably be pretty similar. A bunch of shit, you know, they'll just release a bunch of factions and shit, just DLC released over time. Which I'm sure everyone will bitch about that, like usual. Even though it takes like forever to fucking, you know, to finish like one game, it takes like whatever, 50 hours or whatever the fuck, 40, 50 hours. It's fucking like only four races, and there's probably each race will probably have like different fucking generals or whatever, so, and like different shit and all, you know what I mean? So it's like, probably still, even with that, like the four races, probably still going to be a fucking massive game that'll take forever to even get close to, like, you know, doing everything, but it's still going to be like, oh, they're holding back DLC and blah, 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 and fucking like whatever, and the shit will come out for like $10 a pop and fucking like, oh, rip off. And I mean, like, it's like, yeah, you know, kind of, but I mean, it's just so like fucking massive and there's so much shit to it, you know? I don't know. People just bitch about anything. Yeah, and also as a bonus, if you own the first game, you know, the Total War Warhammer, the one, I guess, and you if you buy the second one, they're giving you a giant map, like with, you know, they have like the new campaign going on there, like just a brand new map for two, and then like a big part of the original map too, and they just fucking combine it all into like one fucking giant map, you know. Because, yeah, I mean, again, the fucking campaigns don't take long enough, apparently. So, yeah, that was that. And, yeah, another recurring theme to move on for now. It's been recently coming up. And it seems like I've been talking about fucking Telltale games and shit, like, every week for a little bit. I can't get away from them. But yeah, there's a Planet of the Apes game coming out. It's, you know, based on the fucking newer rebooted Planet of the Apes movies. Yeah, it looks like it's a fucking interactive movie, pretty much. I mean, it's not made by Telltale. It's not technically a fucking Telltale game, but you know, you get the idea of what it sounds like it's gonna, it looks like it's gonna fucking play. Although it does look fucking a hell of a lot better fucking visually than a Telltale game. It's supposed to be like legit movie length. I mean, it's just like the Telltale games are like, I don't know, like an hour and a half, 2 hours or so, but then there's fucking, you know, multiple episodes, like, you know, 4 to 6 or whatever the fuck they do episodes of those. This was just fucking, the whole game is just going to be like entirely fucking two and a half hours long. If they're saying anyway, and yeah, it's made by the motion capture studio that did like all the actual fucking movies, the new Planet of the Apes movies. Like they're just fucking making, you know, a fucking game. If you remember me saying, you know, about like talking about Hellblade, like Hellblade just fucking like a lot of motion capture, fucking camera and fucking bodysuit, like masturbation, it feels like, but you know what I mean? They're just fucking showing off, like, oh, look at this fucking motion capture shit we have. That's like half of what they focused on. I'd expect more of that here, just hearing about that. But at least they're upfront about it, you know what I mean? You won't, they're saying you're not gonna have like direct control over the characters, you're not gonna be like moving them around like manually and shit. It's just fucking, the game's just pretty much gonna play out, and from what I understand anyway, see if that changes, because that sounds kind of shitty. But again, it's saying like, oh no, it's like an interactive movie. I don't know how far, it's tough to say. I mean, they're being like vague and shit, so yeah, you're not gonna have any inventory, none of that. Again, it sounds like you're just gonna be making a bunch of choices to just direct how the story plays out, type of deal. But what's weird is, you know, they're playing up like how many choices there are in the game. Like fucking, You know, they're saying, like, oh, we don't want the player, like, doing nothing, you know, just sitting there for more than, like, 10 to 15 seconds at a time. So it's like, I don't know. like, how is that going to play out? You know, if you're not controlling anybody, then, you know, is it just going to be fucking rapid, like, dialogue choice after, like, dialogue choice, like a fucking, like, schizophrenic, like, ADD type of one, you know, one of those games? I don't know. So. And, you know, these guys never made a fucking game before. It's the first, you know, again, they're fucking movie people, so I don't know. I just kinda hope they know what they're doing. Yeah, that comes out in the fall. And yeah, they'll try to keep it in mind anyway. The back of my mind is I don't know how much time I want to spend talking about or thinking about a game that's only gonna be like a couple hours long or whatever, like fucking like, oh, I'm gonna talk about it for like months, you know. One of those deals where fucking people fall on this trap all the time. You end up fucking, it's like, ah, some fucking, like, whatever, hour, 2 hour long game, or even like a 6 hour long game, and fucking, like, people just, like, dissect it and fucking, like, write essays about it. And it's like, dude, you fucking have been talking about this, like, way longer than the actual game is. You know what I mean? Like, fucking way longer than you'll end up fucking playing it, even fucking, talking about it. So I try to avoid that. And I'm not really that interested. I'm like, fucking, like, oh, that's neat. And okay, we'll wait for it and see what happens. Yeah, then we get another old friend in the news. Our old buddy Sweary, so the director of Deadly Premonition and D4. He's making another game, a game about cats. Where you go to a small English town where everybody turns into a cat at night. And yeah, he's saying it's going to be in the vein of Deadly Premonition, which makes perfect sense, I guess, for him. Perfect sense. No, I was right the first time when I said that. So yeah, it looks like a, you know, kind of, looking at it, it's like concept art and shit they're showing right now. It's like, ah, this looks kind of gay and like cutesy and, you know, that kind of, like, I don't know, what do they call it, fucking. Weeb, not quite weeb, fucking chibi, kinda, I guess. I don't know what the fuck you'd call it. Just pretty, you know, just cartoony, gay looking shit. I won't lie about it. I mean, if it wasn't being made by Sweary, you know what I mean? Fucking anybody else made it, other than the guy who made fucking like Deadly Premonition, I wouldn't give it the time of the day. I'd just be like, ah, this fucking looks really fucking gay, and sounds pretty stupid. But, I mean, again, it's because I know it's Sweary and the guy's a fucking, like, weirdo. I mean, like, who knows how it will fucking end up turning out. And, yeah, also on the negative side of the things, like, not only is it being, it's being crowdfunded, but not only that, but it's on fucking, like, Fig, which is that crowdfunding platform that faggot fucking Tim Schafer is made or whatever, is fucking his crowdfunding platform, or some shit about, like, oh, you know, all our creators, like, fucking, like, whatever, or, you know, if you're a accredited investor, you can fucking, you know, instead of just, like, donating pretty much to make the game, it's like, oh, no, you can, like, actually invest in the game, and if the game fucking succeeds, then, you know what I mean, you get fucking, make profit off your fucking investment and blah, blah, blah. It's like, it sounds like such a fucking, like, scam, and, like, sounds real shitty. But, and I fucking hate Tim Schafer too. But yeah, so, just like, I don't know how I feel about the fact that it's on there. I mean, if it's on, like, Kickstarter or something like that, like, as much as I don't really like fucking Kickstarter either, but if it was just on fucking, like, Kickstarter, it's like, I might fucking, like, donate. I'd probably just donate, like, the fucking bare minimum to get the game and fucking, like, oh, yeah, cool, and then fucking forget about it. But yeah, I'll stay the fuck away from fucking, you know what I mean, Fig. So it's now, again, I guess I'll just fucking wait and see what becomes of it. Again, without, I'm not fucking even touching fucking any of the fucking crowdfunding shit for that. But plus, I mean, again, I love fucking Sweary, I love fucking whatever, Deadly Premonition and fucking like D4 and shit. But I mean, you even fucking finished D4. I mean, that game, and I mean, I know there was some weird shit with it where fucking the game was like published and fucking the rights are like owned by like Microsoft, I think, the actual game. And I guess it didn't fucking like sell very well, whatever. But I mean, it was like D4 was like an episodic game. It just fucking like ended. It just ended like fucking halfway through, like right when it was getting like really good and shit. And it just fucking just ended. And I don't know, just fucking like gave up on it. Yeah, it might not be his fault. I don't know the legal shit, like what went on there with fucking Microsoft or whatever, but it's just like, dude, you fucking, you know what I mean? It just sucks. It's like, oh, you just stop doing that and whatever. Maybe do a fucking crowdfunding thing for like the rest of D4 before you fucking like, oh, here's some cat game. Like, you know what I mean? Like, again, it might not be his fault. I don't know. It just seems kind of shitty. From a pure, game person fucking point of view, you know? Yeah, you wanted to talk about Warhammer, Total War Warhammer. You want to get that out of the way? Because, yeah, I mean, as I said earlier, just fucking, I played fucking hours and hours and hours of Total War Warhammer this week. I don't even know, like, exactly how much I can even add on to what I already said about it, too. I mean, that's the fucking tricky thing, because it's fucking just like, you know, I'm just fucking making my way through a campaign. Kind of doing the same shit over and over again. For the most part, I was just plugging away at the, my dwarf campaign, which went really, really, really well. I want to think about how long, I have no idea how long I was playing it, fucking long time. I'm playing the fucking, again, the one campaign. Hundreds of turns. I finished it. Spoiler, I finished it, if anybody cares. But, yeah, I think it was like, I don't know. Probably took me 20, 30 hours. I think it was 230 something turns. I don't really want to fucking even think about that. Yeah, I mean, when you get caught up in it, it's just one of those games you just fucking stop playing, then it's fucking like, holy shit. It's fucking been like, I've been playing this for like 5 fucking hours. I think I got into it last week. Playing as the dwarves is fairly easy. I mean, compared to fucking the other ones I was trying. Pretty noob friendly. It's pretty good, perfect for me. I mean, it's the dwarves. They just have a fucking ton of armor. They can take a lot of fucking damage and shit. And they have really cheap fucking artillery. You can just fucking crank out in like a turn or two, and mortars and fucking flame cannons and all that shit. So. Yeah, you know, you get all that, and then you have all like the armored fucking soldiers and shit up front. They just basically fucking hold the line fucking forever, because you know they just have fucking they all fucking highly recruit these units too that have like fucking like leadership bonuses, like in a radius around just like regular fucking like foot soldier units and shit, and they're fucking like good like foot, you know, they're good like fucking front line. So you get all them fucking holding the fucking front line and shit, and they just fucking like sit there forever. He's fucking, you know, you can fucking do that, you know, you can fucking just hold the front lines and shit, like, for a long fucking time, and you can just hang back, and, you know, they just have, like, a ton of fucking, like, really cheap, like, decent fucking, ranged units, too, so you just fucking just sit there in the front holding them as you just hang back and just pelting them with fucking arrows and fucking archers and fucking pistoliers and fucking, you know, flamethrowers and shit, and just like, you know, and you have, you know, one or two fucking flying units that just fucking just go like around the back and just fucking like sat nailing from the, you know, so even if they close in and start fucking attacking like your range units too, I mean, they're fucking just like, again, they have a ton of armor and they're not bad at like melee combat too, like the they have like rangers and shit. They get these cheap fucking units. They can just fucking crank out like one or two turns. It was like, even if they fucking like die and like, you know, you lose like most of them in a battle, it's like, I'll just fucking camp here and just, you know, get them all back the next turn and go at it. It's not a big deal. And again, they're fucking both. They're, you know, mainly like range units, but then like you can, you know, if somebody closes in on them or whatever, the fucking they can sit there and like hold their own too. It's been a pretty simple strategy I was using for like almost the entirety of the campaign. I mean, each fucking army, I'd have like, you know, 3 or 4 artillery units in it, and then like, you know, I'd do like half and half of what was left with like melee and ranged, and You know, at the deployment phase there, just take all my fucking artillery and just line them up and find like the best spot, like the highest ground, like if there's like a slight hill or whatever, like in my little fucking box that I could deploy, just fucking as, all right, line up the artillery there, like on top of the hill. So, you know, if anybody gets through and tries to get up there, they at least will have like a harder time getting up there. Yeah, then I just like, you know, select the fucking rest of my army, you know, fucking every other unit, fucking, and there's an option you can click on to just put all the ranged units in front, you know, just because I, you know, because it's I learned, it's another thing too I learned from fucking watching tutorial videos and shit. I was just fucking like, oh, I was, you know, I was get all my melee in the front and leave the archer, all the ranged units in the back, because it makes sense that you'd want the fucking melee to, you know, get up there first and start, like, attacking is, like, the range in the back, like, shooting over them and shit, but... Yeah, I mean, fucking, yeah, I was doing that at first, and yeah, I'm like, yeah, try to protect the range units type of thing, but yeah, if you kind of pay attention to it, yeah, there's definitely friendly fire in there, and you end up killing like a lot of your fucking own men doing that shit, so, oops. Yeah, so it's like, all right, so I just put like a line, basically, fucking range in the front, fucking melee in the back. So I'd put that group like a little ways ahead of my artillery and just fucking like, all right, that's it. Pretty much fucking spread them out a little bit and fucking just start it up. I mean, it's the most basic thing you can fucking pretty much do. And cause yeah, I mean, as you guess, I mean, the enemy army tries to fucking run up, you know, they fucking like, oh shit, fucking they start attacking and they get fucking pelted to shit by, like, artillery pretty quick, so then it's like, ah, oh, they get a fucking run, like, pretty fast, like, up to my guys, and then they're getting, like, tired by the time they get there, and then, yeah, they get in the range of my archers, you know, by the time they even get there, it's like, you know, a lot of them are just fucking, like, almost, like, ready to fucking, like, break, their morale is fucking, you know, pretty shot from getting fucking nailed by artillery the whole time, Yeah, and they get in range of my archers, and they just fucking just start getting shot to shit even more, and, yeah, it's fucking, like, you know, if anybody tries to, like, fucking, like, get out of, you know, just fucking, like, go around type of deal, like, try to flank around the sides, like, that main line is fucking, like, oh, I just fucking aim on them, you know what I mean? Just fucking any stragglers, just fucking try to get the, you know, either click like an artillery unit or a fucking ranged guy to fucking like to chase him or whatever the fuck. Yeah, and once they get close, you fucking just move all my melee guys up, you know, if they don't fucking, and move them up past the archers. Now they are in front and they're attacking and like whatever, and they try to get all the archers and move them around to the fucking flanks type of deal. Yeah, you know, pretty simple. I mean, it's fucking, you know, it's just fucking pretty much like a pile of bodies usually by them. Work like fucking like 90% of the time is fucking that simple fucking thing, you know. So yeah, I mean, you know, occasionally, you know, I'd get fancy to mix it up. You bring a few fucking of those flying like gyrocopter things, and they're fucking little helicopters that fucking drop bombs and shit on people. But yeah, the thing with those, I mean, you have to like really fucking micromanage them. If you want to get like real, they won't even like drop the bombs, like unless you fucking, you have to like have them like selected and shit. And, yeah, I mean, if you just tell them to attack, they just hover over the fucking, the person you tell them to attack and just like shoot at them. And, you know, that doesn't do like that much damage and shit. They're kind of meant to like, again, either use their bombs or like get around like the behind them type of deal, just to fucking like add to a little bit of damage and fucking like it hits their fucking morale as they're getting hit from the back type of deal. Yeah, and if you do that and any like archers catch up, any like ranged units catch up to them, they fucking get nailed pretty fast. So yeah, you have to kind of micromanage them. So yeah, I mean, what you do is you have to have them like selected, and if I can tell them to like fly over a crowd, and it shows like a circle underneath them where they can drop the bombs, and fucking like you do that, and it, you know, it fucks people up pretty good. And you have to like, it's just like a button you have to like manually click to fucking do it, which is fucking, again, that's like real, it's like a pretty real active and like cool, as opposed to just fucking like, oh, I click a button, have them go fucking fight, where it's fucking like, all right, I gotta fucking like really time this shit out. Yeah, so it was fucking, yeah, so, yeah, the standard ones there, like the regular ones that you get, they only have like two bombs you can drop, and then again, you just fucking, after that, you're just fucking like, okay, I'm out of fucking bombs, I'm just gonna use them as these fucking kind of shitty fucking, like, range type units and to chase people down and shit. or you can get, like, specific, like, more expensive ones that are, like, actual bombers, and there's, like, five, you have, like, five bombs, I think. And those are even, and once the bombs are off of that, I mean, you're fucking, you're out of bombs with those fucking bombers. I mean, their range is even worse, you know? So it's fucking like, yeah, that's cool. It's like, again, it's something like neat to do and fucking, it's fun to use them, but it's fucking like, yeah, it's kind of a waste type of deal. I mean, they definitely help. Yeah, I mean, yeah, because the dwarves don't have any fucking cavalry, so it's like the only like speedy unit they have to fucking like chase people down or fucking run in and that shit and get to people quick and at least like lock them up for a little bit. But I mean, I don't know. I'm getting it's fucking. It's like, ah, oh, it's pretty fun to use, but it's like they took like at the beginning it was like five or six turns to fucking build like one of them, and they're fucking like real expensive and a lot of upkeep and shit and. I was like, yeah, I'm probably kind of better off just bringing, like, you know, a few more things of fucking artillery instead. I mean, just fucking just get the fucking damage in before they even get to me type of deal. So, yeah, I mean, that was my basic strategy the entire time, and it served me well. Yeah, again, I'm starting to understand just the flow of the game after, like, fucking, whatever, 80 hours. After 80 hours of playing, I'm like, oh, okay, I kind of get this now. Yeah, I mean, the first few fucking campaigns I played just seemed like such a fucking mess. I mean, I got fucked up, like, real early on. I just had no idea, again, like, the general flow of what the hell was going on there. Now, I'll try to explain it here, because as I understand it, asterisk, yeah, I mean, you start off and, you know, the map's fucking standard. I mean, it doesn't fucking change. So, I mean, that's kind of a big part of it. I mean, you have to fucking, like, almost, like, not memorized, obviously. It's fucking right there in front of you. But just fucking know, like, all right, what's going to happen? Like, what is where? Who's going to fucking attack? And what's, you know, what are the, like, the key events that are going to happen you have to fucking worry about and shit? You know, down to the fucking, you know, almost like down to the towns, you know what I mean? Just because certain areas of like, you know, unique resources are like fucking like, oh, if I capture this fucking town here, I can build like some unique fucking building here and to really help fucking get me some fucking money or whatever the fuck. Again, I'm not fucking an expert by any means, but fucking again, just fucking between like after playing a few and yeah, I've been watching a ton of like videos and shit, people are like, oh no, go to fucking whatever, Kazarak and blah, blah, blah. And oh, I gotta get this one, you know, get this fucking town is a key fucking element here to get this, you know, like that type of deal. Again, I'm not an expert by any fucking means, but it's just fucking like, all right, I'm starting to like get like, you know what I mean? Like, and you know, and fucking like certain like cities or whatever, like, your race can't even fucking like inhabit, you know. So it's fucking it's like, oh well, if I you can spend like, all right, if my plan is to go up fucking this, you know, whatever the fuck, like a certain way, you know, but if you do that, it's fucking like, oh, I just fucking cleared out like half the map, but oh my fucking, I can't settle any of these fucking towns, so it's kind of a waste type of deal, like that type of thing. Yeah, so yeah, I was gonna keep that in mind if you want to like actually have like income, like being able to fucking generate fucking like income like consistently. So it's like, yeah, again, I'm certainly no fucking expert still, obviously, but it's just like, all right, now I'm starting to get the hang of it, just the flow of it from after playing whatever the fuck, 80 hours or whatever. So yeah, then you really get to fucking pay attention to like, you know, what factions are near you, and you know which ones you can get on good terms with, like which ones you can fucking trade with, and you know, fucking like, oh, is this guy, you know what I mean, am I actually gonna be able to fucking like get my fucking you know, the relationship up good enough with this guy that he's gonna be able to, you know, he's gonna give me fucking like access, or he's just gonna be am I wasting my time, he's gonna be a fucking like dick and like whatever the fuck. Yeah, I mean, you have to be fucking, you know, who are you gonna go to war with? I mean, you have to be like real smart about that shit, because you know, a lot of what I did is just fucking, I'm like, all right, I'm just gonna fucking let everybody else fucking fight amongst themselves, where, you know, I'm gonna focus on like one or two, like, you know, immediately near me fucking wars and shit, and just don't, I'm not gonna fucking like start a war with fucking somebody across the fucking map and then have him like roll through and like whatever the fuck. I try my damnedest to fucking stay on good terms with like the other fucking dwarf clans the entire time. So it's like, I don't want to fucking fight them at all. You know what I mean? Stay the fuck away from them. Don't do anything to them. You know what I mean? Just fucking try to like, forget your relationship up high enough with like people of your same race. You know, you can fucking confederate with them and they'll fucking just fucking everything they own, you own. It's usually, it fucking takes like, you have to be a lot more, your armies have to be a lot more built up than them, and fucking like they have to, you know. So it's like fucking again, you just kind of like let them fucking like fight. They have let them fight their shit, let them fight a bunch of wars and get like fucking like worn down and fucking like beat up and shit as you're building up. And then it's fucking stay on good terms with them. Then fucking, you know, when you're fucking wait, when they're like at their weakest and they're fucked up, then it's like, hey, you know, you want to join up, and like then they will, you know what I mean? When they're almost fucking about to get eliminated. Because, yeah, you don't want to fucking fight amongst them and a fucking bunch of other bullshit at the same time. Yeah. So, yeah, I just kept, like, building up my cities and shit. Just, you know, the walls are key. You know, yeah, you really definitely, if you can get fucking walls, like, anywhere, just fucking build them up, like, as much as you can. Because, yeah, I mean, what that does, it puts, like, units in. It's, like, not free units, but it's fucking, like, you know, you don't have walls. And again, you know, fucking if... Your city doesn't, if you leave your city with no fucking wall, it sounds fucking like obvious, but it is a fucking like slot that you have to use. That, like, you know, when I first started playing, I'm like, well, I just wanted to have like a shit ton of like, you know, tradable shit, you know, trade resources and build up like a farm or whatever, you know, whatever the fuck, a mine, just keep building that off. I just keep building this and fucking grow. Oh, this will be like my growth city and blah, 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 and like put like no walls there. And then like fucking like, yeah, that was my main city for getting like money and shit. And then fucking like, oh, there's no walls though. And just like immediately fucking random fucking beastman horde or whatever the fuck. It's like rolls through in one turn, just fucking like gets it in one turn. There's like nothing you can do about it. So it's like, nah, it's fucking, I'm definitely just going to build up walls like wherever the fuck I can. So again, at least they have to sit there and like siege it, sit there and siege it for a few turns, or they usually just ignore it if there's fucking walls. I mean, those fucking don't want to deal with it. The AI doesn't want to deal with it, like fucking sitting there sieging, and so you can just fucking screw it. You know what I mean? Just fucking, yeah. The more walls, the better. That's been my motto. Because, yeah, I mean, yeah, there's another thing I didn't really understand at first, too. I mean, just because the game's called Total War Warhammer, so you'd think you'd be fucking, you'd want to just constantly be, like, fighting shit. I mean, it's got the word war twice in the title of it. But, yeah, you know, you have to keep in mind that, like, whenever you fight a battle, you're gonna get fucked up, too. Like, if you fucking, like, win, like, the best case scenario, you're gonna take losses, you're gonna get fucked up, you're gonna have to spend fucking money and time building your army back up to where it was before. So it's like, yeah, I mean, yeah, you're gonna fucking level up your general and fucking some of your units and shit, you know, your units are gonna get fucking leveled up and, like, whatever. But, I mean, unless you're fucking, like, overwhelmingly more fucking powerful than the other armies, like, man, you're gonna end up fucking taking casualties. And again, it's gonna cost you money, it's gonna fucking leave you vulnerable for some other asshole to fucking chase you down while you're weak, and, you know, well, that army's weak, and they just keep trying to fuck you up as you're trying to get the fuck back. And, yeah, I mean, you just need a, and you want to have somewhere where they can fucking fall back to. So it's like, yeah, you definitely need just like a good fucking solid fucking baseline of cities that you control. So, I mean, you can see, you know, what I was doing is fucking basically fucking cycle an army out, you know, fucking have them fight where they need you, then you just fucking bring them back into safety, you know, whether you fucking won or lost the battle, you know, again, they're still gonna have casualties. So it's fucking, when it gets to the point where it's fucking like, oh man, it's gonna take a few turns to fucking like replenish, so it's just fucking just completely take it back into like the, you know, you're safe behind the city with fucking walls and shit, and like have them just sit there and rest and fucking recruit. And, you know, cost, if you're in like a city you own, it's gonna cost you fucking less, you know, to fucking a lot less to fucking recruit, like half the cost to recruit fucking units from a city than when you're fucking like out like fighting and shit. So, yeah, I mean, you have to, you know, just send them out, and, you know, as there, you need to have a fucking other army just to send out as you know, to fucking like cycle out, or you know, have two armies and fucking one fights, and fucking one falls back, replenishes, and you know what I mean. It's just like a cycle back and forth type of deal. Yeah, so, you know, and fucking, and yeah, you have to fucking pay attention to fucking what route you're taking to, you know? Again, I was fucking, like, super aggressive at first. I was fucking like, oh, I was gonna fight, you know, I'll fight this fucking guy, like, whatever the fuck, and, like, start fighting him, and then you fucking, you end up fucking running through other factions' territories to fight, like, some other fucking faction. But yeah, if you go on somebody else's land that you don't have a fucking military alliance with, I mean, they get pissed, and you know, then they start fucking, that starts damaging your fucking diplomatic relationship with them, and then fucking do that a few times, and like other shit on top, they're like bad luck or whatever the fuck, like, you know what I mean, or they just don't like you, and they end up not fucking liking you for whatever reason. So you're just fucking like tilting the scale of like, all right, they're probably gonna go to war with you too. And so yeah, something like at first, again, I was just fucking like, oh, whatever the fuck, I'm just gonna fucking fight everybody anyway, so whatever. But it's fucking, it's like, now you really have to kind of pay attention to that shit. I mean, lesson learned. Yes, let that sink in for a little bit, and I'll be back with more of my pro strats, fucking strategies for fucking Total War Warhammer. Hope you enjoy it. Back to Warhammer Pro Strats Volume 3, 4, I don't know. It's been a few, we're a few deep. Anyway, so yeah, saying you fight, yeah, that's gonna continue on. I don't know. Clever break, fucking intro. I don't know. So yeah, you fucking like doing that fucking strategy, whatever I said earlier, you keep doing that for a while. You're strategically fucking, you know, warring with fucking certain fucking tribes, whatever the fuck, factions, forming alliances with fucking other ones, and just, you know, I don't know, fucking real detail fucking strategy here. Write this down. So, you know, you're doing that, fucking expanding, and then fucking, you know, you do that for like whatever the fuck, however many turns. I don't even know if it's like set or whatever, but fucking at like a certain point, this, Chaos faction just shows up, and you have no way of knowing what the fuck's, the overall flow of the game, like, you have no idea. I didn't understand the fucking first couple of campaigns I played. I mean, I still don't fucking entirely understand it, but as far as I can tell, I mean, that's like the main threat of the game, you know what I mean? If you're playing like one of the fucking like regular fucking, you know, regular fucking good, I guess, factions. I don't know how it would play out if you're playing like the fucking whatever the fuck, vampires, like undead or whatever the fuck, but yeah, I mean, but as, you know, as far as I can tell, I mean, when they show up again, this is complete pro strats. Yeah, when they show up, I mean, fucking like anybody, any other fucking faction like left standing. I mean, it's like, again, I guess that's not like a fucking evil faction, whatever the fuck. I mean, you're all supposed to just kind of like band together type of deal and like, you know, band together to fucking get rid of them. And that's, there's kind of like an end boss of sorts there, you would say. You know, there's like a fucking, the main objective when I was playing fucking, the Empire and the Dwarfs, you know, the ones that I played. They have like a, you know, when you look at like your objectives of how to win the game, there's like a little box of fucking, whoever the fuck, Avalon, the fucking Chosen or some shit, like make sure he's in a wounded state. And I don't think even fucking end up running into him with the fucking Empire. So it's fucking like, I have no idea who the fuck that is. Like, you know, I had no idea what was going on. And, you know, when I played like the Beastmen, I don't think like maybe like it wasn't, that was like a separate thing. That wasn't like a grand strategy. That was just fucking like a separate thing. Like the one I played with the Beastmen was like a story, some kind of like story campaigns. It was like a little smaller or some shit. Like, I don't know. But so I didn't really deal with him either. But yeah, I guess, I mean, fucking like that was like the one of the main like things you had to do was fucking make sure that Chaos boss guy was fucking like injured or whatever, killed basically. But yeah, I mean, he's just basically a fucking a real powerful fucking general with a fucking, you know, huge built up army. You have to just go and like take care of him and fucking fight him and fucking kill him and shit. So I mean, yeah, the game fucking warns you about fucking, you know, make sure you're in fucking a really good position, you know, if, you know, your fucking, your army's built up and shit before you try to take him on, like that type of thing. And yeah, you know, once he's dead, you get some message about, you know, oh, you know, the main threat's gone or some shit, the survivors are at peace, like, for now, like that type of deal. And then, like, the, you know, the normal objectives kind of get back in place and, you know, everyone's supposed to get back to, like, fighting each other and shit and, like, doing their own thing. Again, it seems like that's, like, the flow type of deal of that's how that's supposed to go. I mean, yeah, what sucked about when I was playing the Empire is, like, fucking, like, it's, again, it's, like, you have to just know the map, like, the geography of it, because I'm fucking... which I obviously didn't, you know, the first fucking campaign I played, I had no idea, but yeah, I mean, you start off as the Empire, and you're fucking, like, you're fucking right in the middle of, like, everything, like, of all the shit that's coming, like, you know, the Chaos fucking comes in from the north, and, like, that fucking spreads south. I mean, there's an actual thing called, like, Chaos Corruption that fucking just, like, starts, like, spreading, and, like, fucking, that starts happening, and, yeah, I mean, as like, the Chaos faction, as they, like, start, like, taking over towns, they do corruption, they, you know, it's Chaos Corruption, they call it, fucking, like, that starts, like, spreading and shit, and, yeah, that does damage to your armies if you just fucking move over them, like, you know, if you just fucking, like, move through a place, as Chaos Corruption, you end up getting fucking, like, attrition and shit, and it's just fucking, just by moving, you're fucking getting hurt, moving your guys around. So that, you know, that sucks. I mean, you know, plus you have the fucking the vampires in the east that kind of do the same thing. Fucking vampiric fucking corruption or whatever the fuck they call it. I mean, that fucking influence or some shit. I mean, and that lowers like the public order in all the towns. They're fucking just fucking like more corrupted by that. So it's fucking, you know, you start taking a hit in the fucking stat called like public order in your towns and fucking, you know, in your cities and shit, and like that just starts getting like lower and shit, and like you know, you get like different penalties, and that can cause fucking rebellions to fucking spring up. So it's like I was playing the Empire my first time through, and just fucking like getting hit from shit from like every fucking angle, and you know, that, you know, north, fucking east, and I think like the Beastmen like started coming up from like the fucking south and shit. Just like, man, I was fucking getting hit, and like every fucking angle I was getting fucked from. But yeah, again, playing as the dwarves, you fucking start off like way to the fucking south. So I mean, you're the last ones to really like deal with any of that shit, like coming down. So, and again, I mean, the fucking my main strategy was just, I'm like, all right, let everybody else fucking fight, like, you know, all the hardest shit, and I was gonna sit here and just keep building up my fucking army and shit, and like fighting like, you know, the biggest threat you have around you, or like these stupid fucking like goblins or whatever the fuck. I mean, they're not really that big of a deal early on too. And yeah, I was saying like the Empire, you have like no way of dealing, and I don't think, anyway, again, I might have just not known what I was doing when I was playing that, but I don't think they have any like real way to deal with the attrition of like, you know, with the fucking that chaos corrupted fucking land shit. Like, so it's fucking, they just have to like eating damage pretty much, you're fucking moving around. And then the dwarves have this fucking ability, they can fucking move underground in like underground tunnels, so he can move like all around the fucking map, and usually fucking like faster than he would like just on above ground. So I mean, if you do that, you bypass that shit like completely. So so yeah, you know, you're doing that, the fucking underground fucking tunnel shit, and yeah, it's just, yeah, way easier to get around like mountains and all that shit. And yeah, if you run into somebody while you're underground, you have like this, you know, you have a chance to do like these special battles where underground fucking tunnel battles where fucking if any, you know, whoever loses, whatever side loses, I think they lose like their entire army is fucking wiped out and shit, which is generally good because it's fucking like, you know, it's fucking, you know, unless you lose obviously, but fucking like, you know, usually it's fucking, you know, moving through enemy territory, and yeah, my army was pretty well set. So yeah, you do that, you know, you don't have to fucking chase anybody down for like, you know, for like five turns. Yeah, so it's just, so I'm like fucking like, all right, so I'm just fucking whatever the fuck is, that makes shit a lot easier too. So yeah, so, you know, I end up fucking took care of the chaos and fucking, and by the time we did that, like most of the other fucking factions are like wiped out, you know, at that point, and fucking, you know, I was fucking confederated with all the other fucking dwarf clans and shit. So you own pretty much the entire like east side of the map was all mine, and like half the fucking like south, and most of my towns are like really fucking well protected and shit. So it's like, you know, now I was just fucking gradually moving fucking north and sending out like a few armies, fucking sacking a city, fucking pulling back and sending out another wave and shit. Like I was saying before, pretty easy. I mean, fucking, you know, my army could fucking murder, like pretty much murder anybody else at that point. I mean, they have like a little bar. If you look in the menu, it's like Gira's strength versus like another faction strength. Like almost pretty much like that. Yeah, just fucking could just murder like everybody, you know? You know, I had all the fucking cities that I needed for, you know, the victory conditions. You know, it's usually, you know, you have to fucking own these fucking cities. It's fucking like, oh, I have all these cities here, but so, but then there's like another objective I had to fucking hit, which was, the different like factions have different fucking, some like unique things to each of them. Obviously fucking, yeah, then there's fucking one like unique objective with the dwarves, and you have this fucking this thing called the book of grudges that's fucking with the dwarves. And you know, if a faction fucks with you and, you know, they fucking whatever the fuck attack you, or if they trespass or like they raid or whatever on your land, you know, they give you like a mission, like a separate mission in the book of grudges that says fucking it says, yeah, it's fucking like, oh, you know, you have to win a battle against fucking that army that fucking trespassed on your land or raided or whatever the fuck. Or we'll say, like, you know, assassinate, like, one of their generals or some shit like that of like, a faction you're at war with. If they, like, you know, if they, like, assassinate one of your guys, it's fucking like, oh, book of grudges, you have to fucking go assassinate one of theirs, like that type of thing. And yeah, I mean, the longer you let one of those go, like those missions, those grudge missions go, the more severe it starts getting. So, And yeah, there's a little bar at the top of the screen, and you know, the higher your fucking, you know, and the more fucking grudges you have, like, that the bar starts filling up, and you know, you start getting like penalties, you know what I mean, as it fills up. Nothing like too crazy, really. Just, you know, it's fucking like, oh, it's pretty high up. You get a couple points of like leadership fucking lost, or if, you know, public order is going to be down a little bit. And so, yeah, I didn't really pay too much attention to it, because fucking, again, by the time it was started getting up there, it's pretty well set up. I mean, it's fucking like, oh, well, a couple points of leadership. Like, I have all these fucking like buffs and shit, and, you know, buffs to fucking leadership and like public order for like everywhere anyway. And, you know, again, the chaos is fucking gone, so it's really not that big of a deal. Like, whatever the fuck, who cares? I wasn't paying attention to it, and then fucking, you know, as I was going, fucking like taking the towns I needed to fucking take for my victory conditions, to actually like win the fucking campaign, you know, it's fucking, you know, beat the chaos, fucking get all those cities, and then fucking, it's like, oh, you know, clear out the book of grudges is one of them, then it's fucking like, shit, it's fucking, it's like, that had to be like, below a certain point, or whatever the fuck, you know, it gives it like a fucking numerical fucking value that just, it goes up as you don't complete it, or whatever. Some fucking like, you know, it's fucking like, oh, for like a short victory, it needs to be below like 9, or whatever the fuck, so I'm looking at what, you know, mine's at like fucking like 40, you know, whatever, 30, and fucking like, all right, what the fuck do we have to do to like lower this down? And and one of them was like maxed out, like rank 10, like the, you know, the one that was like hurting me the most, and fucking it said like, oh, you have to have a certain have like one hero unit leveled up to like level like 10 or some shit. And it's fucking like, man, this is gonna be a fucking pain in the ass. I mean, you know what I mean? It's fucking just because it's, again, late game and shit, and it's fucking like, man, it's fucking, I have like a bunch of armies all spread out, and I have to like get this one guy like leveled up to like level 10 from, like, you know what I mean? It's going to be a fucking, it's going to take forever. Cause I am fucking like real bad about using my hero units too. Just, yeah. Cause those guys there, cause, you know, in addition to like your generals and your regular army and shit, you can, recruit these, special forces like type guys. I mean, kind of like scouts almost, that they can like move on their own, like move around the map on their own, like separate, again, but if you have an army, you can't like move like individual units alone. They all have to fucking be like with a general. Yeah, but these guys can like move by themselves and shit, and like go wherever. You know, you could have them like try to assassinate like enemy leaders, or fucking, you could have them like do damage to like a settlement's walls before you like go in and start like sieging it, or like assaulting it, or whatever the fuck. Or you can like embed them in fucking provinces, and, you know, just like deploy them in a province, and it fucking like boosts like their income, or lowers their whatever, or helps them out, like whatever the fuck. A lot of different shit, but it's just like, you know. So, I mean, they are useful, but it's also just, like, you know, one of those deals, fucking, it's, like, another thing you have to fucking, like, keep track of, like, on top of everything else you're doing, and, yeah, I mean, I'm fucking easily confused and, like, distracted, so I was just tending, like, yeah, whatever the fuck, I just, like, kind of ignore them, and maybe, like, put them in whatever, just have them, like, sit in a city somewhere to, again, to, like, fucking, like, boost the income, wherever the fuck, or, like, usually just fucking put them in like a general's army. Just like have them sit there in case like when a, like an enemy fucking unit kind of comes out and try to like assassinate them or whatever the fuck, you know. It's like I barely like pay attention to them. I'm just fucking like focusing on like the bigger shit of like moving my armies around and fucking not even bothering moving my fucking, the few fucking units I have, the few fucking hero units. And But plus, every time you try to have them like attempt to do an action, like what, assassinate or whatever the fuck, it costs a lot of fucking money to even like try to do it, and there's a good chance it'll fucking fail anyway. So it's like, oh, you know, try to assassinate somebody for like 500 or fucking gold or whatever, and it's like you fail, and it's just like, oh, cool, great, I was fucking wasting a bunch of money, like type of deal. And I mean, that first, you know, as I was figuring shit out at first, I was playing like the Empire and shit, I wasn't really paying attention to like how much fucking money that shit was costing, and just fucking like I really fucked myself over by doing that. And You know, it's fucking like, oh, try to assault, just try next turn, assassinate again, and like have like three people trying, like, oh, that sounds pretty cool if I just like assassinate somebody. And then it's fucking like, oh, now I'm down like fucking like whatever, $5,000. You know what I mean? It's fucking like something stupid, and I'm fucking, then some shit happens and I'm fucking like broke and just like, dude, just fucking fuck me over pretty bad. So yeah, I mean, fucking, from that, I'm like, oh, another reason I'm just fucking like, I'm just not gonna deal with these guys. If fucking, and again, they cost a lot to recruit and fucking like upkeep and shit. So it's just like, dude, I'm kind of like avoided all of them. You know, I'm fucking just brute forced my way through with the fucking focusing on my generals and my army and shit. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it was that fucking, you know, as I'm at fucking endgame there, I'm like trying to fucking level one of these guys up, like, you know, from like level 5 to like level 10, and, you know, most of my main enemies that I was at war with are fucking like dead, and just like, you know, how the fuck am I gonna do this shit? Like, it's kind of ridiculous. Trying to level this guy up was fucking taking forever. But yeah, I did it. I ended up fucking doing it. It's fucking like whatever the fuck. It's every chance. I just fucking like sit outside of a fucking like city and just like constantly like every turn again. Because at that point, I had the money to fucking blow. Just like have this guy like attempt to like, you know, damage the walls of a settlement like over and over again. And if you fail again, it costs money. But it's fucking like gives him like experience and it levels them up and shit. And then I put him in like an army and just, you know, have him in a battle, this fight, and just kind of like auto resolve it. So fucking like whatever the fuck, he might get like more XP because I barely fucking like pay attention to him and shit, even in the battles. So yeah, so 233 turns later, fucking, yep, both a long and a short victory. Did that with the dwarves. And yeah, I will say the fucking ending is a little fucking disappointing. I mean, after all that fucking time, it's pretty much just like, oh, congratulations screen, like that type of deal. And it shows you like a sped up overview of how your, you know, how your fucking faction like expanded, and, you know what I mean, just fucking, which is cool. It's fucking like, oh, these are the territories you control, and there's like an overview of the, like a map. And just fucking, like, each territory is, like, getting filled in, like, blue or whatever the fuck, whatever your faction is getting filled in. And, you know, just showing, like, your fucking generals and shit moving around, like, real fast and shit, little icons. Kind of neat, but, yeah, I just, I was expecting, like, a big fucking, big fucking cutscene or something like that. You know, it's like the intro cutscenes for each fucking faction when you pick them. Well, yeah, they're really, really, really fucking nice. And I thought they'd be like, you know, a big fucking, big end game one too, like when you won, but nope. I just fucking, once you know, when you beat like the chaos or whatever, like that chaos fucking general guy, it gives you like a fucking, like, just like a bunch of like, big like story, like text box type thing. It was fucking like explaining like, oh, you know, this guy's fucking blah, you know, like I was saying, just fucking like kind of like, oh, you know, the chaos has been lifted from the land. I mean, it was a fucking story type deal. And I was like, oh, that's kind of neat or whatever. At least that's something, like acknowledging that you fucking like did that. And then after hours and hours, you just fucking get a fucking, like, you won type of thing. It's fucking like, yep, I did. I did win. Yep, that's cool. And it's like, oh, do you want to keep playing? It's like, fucking, like, why? You know what I mean? So I can, like, I'll start another one and shit. But it's like, just, like, all my objectives are pretty much done. I mean, it's not gonna give me anything else, I don't think, anyway. I fucking just kept going and fighting for no reason and shit, I don't think. I don't know, I guess, so yeah, I want to do like vampires next, I'm thinking. Like, I don't know, I'm sorry if this is fucking like boring, but yeah, getting a little obsessed with it. I mean, I'll try to play something else, possibly Warhammer End Times Vermintide. I mean, this is I bought that. How's that for a change? I bought that. It's just fucking like, again, I was looking at the fucking, that news about the Ratmen, Skaven, whatever the fuck, from coming out, and then I'm like, fucking, like, again, I'm pretty new to this whole fucking Warhammer thing. I'm like, fucking, that sounds familiar. Wasn't there some other game about that? And, like, yeah, I was like, fucking, almost like a Left 4 Dead clone, not really clone, but, like, type of game, but just fucking, like, whatever, co-op, first-person shooter, melee type thing, where fucking you're fighting all those, like, Ratmen and shit. I'm like, fucking, like, ah, oh, that'd be kind of cool to play, you know what I mean? Because that's fucking introduction to that faction I have no idea about, other than they're fucking like rat men, but Yeah, I'll spare you that for now. But I did fucking buy it, and just to let you know, I'll probably play it this week. But I actually did play something new, so relax. It's not going to be, again, just something different. I played Observer. Observer is a game. And yeah, it looked okay. Like, I never really fucking heard of it before, but it's fucking like I saw some reviews popping up and shit. They were pretty positive. And looking at it, I'm like, it looks okay. I mean, it fucking looks pretty much right up my alley. Even though it has very little to do with Warhammer. It's like a cyberpunk, almost like post-apocalyptic, or I guess dystopian future. It would be a fucking better description for it. Like, it's not like fucking like Fallout after a fucking like big war or anything like that. But it's fucking Blade Runner-y, like kind of game. I mean, you're playing a detective and you observe things, I guess. I mean, I don't know. And it's a Polish game too. So I was thinking, like, this might get me in the scratch that like itch for that cyberpunk game that's supposed to be coming out by fucking CD Projekt Red, if that ever comes out. I haven't fucking heard anything about that, and it seems like fucking like years since The Witcher 3 came out almost. So yeah, I mean, as it starts off, you're fucking sitting in, you know, first person. The game is first person. You're just fucking like sitting in your cop car with a bunch of fucking futuristic computers and shit all around you. And I'm thinking, like, just looking out and seeing like the fucking the city and shit. It even starts with like a fucking like scroll and shit, like describing what the fuck happens. And so it's almost like identical to fucking like Blade Runner, like, you know, tech scroll at the beginning, like fucking, oh, the year is blah blah blah, like this corporations have taken over, like that type of thing. And you're sitting in your cop car looking at fucking like these screens and shit. It's like, fucking, man, this really is fucking a lot like fucking Blade Runner. So it's reminding me of the old fucking Blade Runner game, the adventure game, played back in the day. Just like the look of it, kind of. I'm just like, fucking, like, man, it's fucking. You're talking to some fucking broad. She's telling me about like some crime or some shit, and the fucking the game. Game prompts you to like take some kind of pill because I guess you have. Robot arms or something like that, and you have to like take some fucking drug to like keep him from like rejecting or from you going nuts or whatever. So it was a little bit RoboCop and a little bit Deus Ex too. And again, I'm fucking like, man, fucking, I'm on board here. Fucking sign me up, you know. And then you have some kind of blackout, and your fucking son like shows up on the fucking the screens and shit, and he's telling you he needs help or whatever the fuck. Yeah, so you go to some futuristic crack house to check out like, you know, your son's like some fucking like crackhead or, wow, some kind of futuristic drug, or it's like, fucking, I'll go to this crack house to try to save him or some shit. And again, I'm like, fucking, all right, this seems like a pretty cool setup. I'm on board here. And yeah, I mean, it looks really good too. It's fucking really fucking like sharp and detailed, and just fucking like real nice looking. A lot of fucking, you know, neon. Blade Runner-y fucking colors and like whatever, just fucking tons of wires and like computers and fucking robotics everywhere and shit. And yeah, I mean, the apartment that you go to, the crack house there, it looks like fucking, it looks a lot like, you know, surprise, it looks a lot like the fucking that last scene in Blade Runner there, or, you know, Or the scene, you know, maybe not the last scene, but the scene where fucking Harrison Ford's fighting with fucking that android, whatever, and he's giving, like, you know, on the rooftop, and it's raining, and fucking, like, whatever, it just looks like that fucking type of deal. The android there, Rutger Hauer, I think his name is, and, and the character you're playing in fucking Observer, I guess who his voice is, it's fucking Rutger Hauer. It's the fucking the android from fucking the end of Blade Runner, like the fucking the main villain there, the fucking main bad guy or whatever, the fucking leader of the replicant gang from fucking Blade Runner. So yeah, there's that too, you know, in case they're being too fucking subtle about things. It's fucking like, Jesus, man, this is fucking really, like, really driving this shit home. So yeah, I mean, you get to that crack house, and you talk to some fucking robot fucking janitor thing, and It kind of looks like one of the androids from fucking Alien Isolation. And yeah, I mean, I will say this too: the voice acting is kind of shit. It's pretty bad. Yeah, fucking Rutger Hauer. He sounds like he does not give a fuck like at all. He's just fucking like half-assed, fucking half asleep reading his lines. It's as monotone as fucking I am, pretty much. And I mean, yeah, he's supposed to be like some old timey detective type. I mean, I get that. You know, I'm supposed to be like the noir fucking detective type thing. But yeah, he just kind of sounds fucking tired and fucking bored. And yeah, all the other fucking characters you talk to, it just seems fucking like off. You know, it's fucking just like I don't know. It's fucking just, everyone just seems kind of like hat phoning it in type of deal. Yeah, you know, it is a fucking Polish game, so I mean, maybe there's like some translation things or like whatever the fuck, but yeah, I mean, it's fucking like a lot of it's fucking just like you end up fucking like staring at a door, like, you know, there'll be like a fucking computer screen on the front of the door with like a still image or whatever the fuck, or like a shifting image of like somebody's eyeball, and they're just like talking to you, so you're just sitting there like listening to them and listen to a fucking like monologue type of deal. And it's fucking like after a minute of that, I start to drift off and just like, man, there's fucking just like no like personality or like emotion here. It's fucking like, man, what the fuck? And they're not really saying anything like important type of thing. But so yeah, I mean, yeah, you get to the apartment and there's a dead body there, and not your son's, I don't think. Anyway, I'm not sure, just because, again, the fucking character, Rutger Hauer there, fucking shows no fucking emotion at all, regardless. He's a regular fucking J.B. Gwaltney. So, you have to do, like, the crime scene investigation thing, where, you know, you're switching between different vision modes, fucking zooming in and out on parts of the body to analyze what happened, like, you know, fucking, oh, there's a scratch here, oh, fucking whatever the fuck, lacerations here, oh, blood splatter on the wall, like that type of thing. And yeah, to throw in some more fucking movie references, basically, it's like, I feel like I'm playing fucking boring RoboCop here. Yeah, the thing is with that shit too, I mean, using like that fucking, what's the fucking Batman vision, whatever the fuck, from like the Arkham Asylum fucking things, like, there's different ones you can switch through, it's fucking like that, and then it's like fucking, you know, thermal, like Predator vision, and fucking doing that in games, or like, you know, the digitalized fucking pixelated outline, fucking that kind of like filter. That shit gets really fucking annoying to look at for like more than like a few seconds. Like, you know, yeah, if you're watching like that shit in like Terminator or something like that, where it's fucking like, oh, here's the robot's point of view. It's like, yeah, that's kind of cool, but in a movie, but as far as like walking around like that for like extended periods of time, it gives me a fucking like headache, and it just like looks like shit. I mean, I'm saying like the game looks great, and then it's fucking, it's gonna be one of those years where it's fucking like, oh, cool. Then half the time I'm gonna be in this like this shitty fucking vision mode. This fucking like just looks like trash. Yeah, it controls like shit too. I mean, after like 80 hours of playing fucking like Warhammer with a fucking like keyboard and a mouse and shit, I just fucking like, I'm like, oh man, it's gonna be fucking great. I can just fucking like lay back and fucking play this game with a controller, and yeah, it feels fucking clunky as fuck. Like it's like the way it fucking feels. Yeah, it's one of those games where like instead of like just clicking like A or whatever, just clicking a button to open a door up, you have to like hold like the trigger, like the right trigger, and then like use the analog stick to like push it or pull it forward, like that type of thing. And it's really fucking awkward. You're fucking like opening cabinet doors, and like you know open up a door and like walk up to see what's inside of it, or even just like walk through like a main fucking door, so like to get inside, and you just fucking end up like closing it again, like because you fucking, your body like walks into it as you fucking like going, and it's like, dude, what the fuck? And yeah, everything is like this physics, everything is like physics to it too, and then, you know, that shit can get like goofy, like, you know, right at the beginning, it's like they're telling you, like, you know, the little tutorial thing they always do is fucking like, oh, you know, crouch under this fucking barrier or whatever, and, you know, crouch under this table or something like that. And then, you know, there's a bunch of fucking clutter in your way too, you know, you're ducking under, going under the table, there's fucking like whatever trash and shit and whatever the fuck it was even there. I'm just like, all right, tell me to crouch under here, but I can't quite make it. And yeah, I'm just like, It's like, well, am I doing something wrong here? Am I supposed to be going somewhere else? And then it's just like, no, there's just a bunch of shit in my way. And yeah, eventually, you know, I guess it's supposed to just kind of like roll out of your way, or just like, you know, because it's, you know, it's just like objects with like physics and shit. It's supposed to be like pushing them through. But fucking for whatever reason, like it must have like got jammed up, like the way it like went through it. So it's just like sitting there. Then like eventually, it all just kind of like exploded, like exploded everywhere. It's like fucking cans and like trash and shit, it's just fucking like everywhere, so I can get by. And yeah, it's basically fucking clutter of the game. I mean, it, you know, it's that it is that fucking like dystopian fucking future thing where, you know, everybody's hooked up to like the fucking the net, you know, hooked up to like, you know, they're all in fucking like everybody's in VR helmets, they're all like hackers or whatever the fuck, like holed up in their apartments. So yeah, you know, so the real world's all fucking in like squalor and like run down and like that type of thing. And so it's like, yeah, some of that's like intentional of just fucking like, oh no, it's like shitty and fucking like, you know, there's trash everywhere and it's fucking yeah. Then like other times it's like, I don't know, I'm just like looking at shit and it's like, I don't know what the hell I'm fucking looking at here. It's fucking, it's just what I'm looking at, like these like holograms like over like trash, which are over a bunch of fucking like wires, and there's fucking like birds flying into your face and shit. And it's fucking, again, it's fucking like, oh, cool. I mean, this looks like, again, it's just like a visual thing. It's like, oh, it looks cool, but this is fucking barely fucking playable. I can't tell what the fuck I'm looking at. You know what I mean? Where the fuck I'm going. Yeah, no, I was in it. Yeah, so you're in that room and fucking, I was stuck in that the first room you go into for like a long time because I didn't know what the. Yeah, what the fuck the game, what the game really was, you know, what the game wanted me to do. It's giving you objectives, fucking investigate the body. So it's like, okay, again, I'm flipping through the vision modes. I'm like, pretty sure I got all that. Check, you know, check that off the list. And yeah, I mean, the room's on a lockdown, so you can't like get out of the room. And this fuck is telling you, it's like, oh, I use your vision to find a way out of this room. So it's okay. I'm keep switching vision modes, looking for something I'm missing. Like I have no idea what. It's just fucking vague. Like, oh, find, you know, escape the room type of thing. And yeah, again, there's fucking like wires and like blood and just like trash everywhere and like random shit's fucking highlighted that you can fucking look at, and like it just scans it, and like certain things aren't, you know, some of it's fucking scannable, some of it's not. It's like it just looks like a fucking mess what I'm looking at here, and can't make fucking heads or tails out of most of it type of deal. And just fucking, yeah, so it's like I found a keypad, and it fucking gives me the option of fucking, oh, hack it or whatever. So it's like, okay, I can do that, hack it, I guess. And you hack it, and it's fucking, it's like goes through a fucking like thing, and it gives you like, you know, after you hack it, it gives you like, you know, it's a 4-number fucking code you're supposed to put in. And you hack it, and it gives you like one number that you need. So it's like, okay, so it's like, all right, so it must be like some kind of puzzle I'm looking for, like what's going on. So I'm fucking just like looking around and fucking like, all right, so still saying I have to fucking like investigate the fucking murder or whatever. So it's like, all right, so I'm like scanning this dude, like fucking like, all right, there's an ID near him, like is it his ID number here? I plug that in there, and fucking nope, that doesn't work. You know, his birth date, like, what's going on, like, you know what I mean, his fucking, I don't know what the fuck, it's like, it's one of those deals, there's fucking numbers everywhere in the fucking game, like, you know what I mean, if you use, like, one of the vision modes, like, just fucking, there's a bunch of random numbers popping up all over the screen, so it's fucking, you know what I mean, I'm not gonna, it's like, I'm not just gonna fucking sit here and just keep guessing this fucking, like, this, the fucking solution to this fucking keypad. Because, again, this way it could be, like, a million fucking things. Like, who knows? Like, I don't know what the fuck I'm looking at half the time. So, yeah, here's a random spoiler to a fucking stupid puzzle. I'm just fucking like, hey, what is this shit? So, yeah, in one of the cabinets in the apartment, there's a copy of the book, fucking 1984. Again, fucking surprise. What a fucking surprise that is. Yeah, he just fucking, there's a book sitting there. There's a few other books laying around. Yeah, there's fucking just like trash and shit like everywhere. And just, yeah, you want to guess what the fucking, the passcode is? It's fucking, yeah, kind of on the nose, like, don't you think? And it's kind of a fucking dumb puzzle. Like, it's one of those days, fucking, like, all right, cool, I got out of this after, like, whatever the fuck, 20 minutes of just fucking, like, what the fuck am I looking at? What am I supposed to be doing? But, yeah, I solved it, you know, in fucking, in quotes, fucking solved the puzzle. But it's fucking, like, that's just, like, so dumb. I didn't think it was that. That just would have been too fucking stupid, you know? yeah, you know, you're doing this fucking high tech investigation, and there's no, there's just like no connection to any of that. It's just fucking like, no, it's fucking the book sitting in the fucking, sitting in the cabinet, and that was it. You know what I mean? Like, dude, yeah, like nothing to fucking like hint towards that. You know what I mean? Not like fucking you're like read something like fucking like, oh, you know, my fucking locked, I locked my apartment according to my favorite book. And there's like nothing like that. Just fucking, just like, I don't know, there's a fucking book sitting in a fucking cabinet there, and that was it. You know what I mean? Just of course it was. You know, of course it's that. So that was gay. I almost fucking quit like right there. Fucking just like, dude, this is gonna be the fucking rest of the game. It's gonna be this bad, dude. Fuck this. But yeah. But after that, I mean, it does fucking pick up a little bit. Although as far as I can tell at this point, I'm only a few hours in. I'm just like, again, I was only doing it. I mean, I had no expectations other than like the first like few seconds. Like, oh cool, this is fucking Blade Runner. Like, this is fucking like a Blade Runner game. So I'm thinking like, oh cool, I'm gonna be like hopping all over the fucking city and all that shit. But yeah, after a few hours, I'm just like, dude, I don't think I'm ever gonna be leaving this fucking apartment building for most, if not all, of this fucking game. I've just been fucking the entire time I've just been going fucking room to room in this fucking apartment, like interviewing people, and you know, the place is locked down, you can't get out, and yeah, it's like occasionally you fucking, you know, again, you just keep following these fucking leads. Oh, this, you know, talk to this person in apartment 102, talk to this person in apartment 112, and you know, it's like that. He's fucking just going room to room, fucking searching through people's shit and fucking investigating fucking shit, and Or fucking occasionally you fucking jack into people's minds. Like, you fucking take like a wire out of your fucking head or whatever and put it in their fucking, like, their implant, whatever the fuck, and you fucking go into their memory and you observe them, I guess. I guess that's the point, type of deal. And you fucking just like, yeah, it's probably, you know, you're in their fucking shoes, you fucking reliving their fucking memories and something like that, or whatever. Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. You're just fucking observing whatever the fuck, some kind of thing. Which boils down to a lot of fucking walking around, walking around shit and fucking triggering conversations from fucking holograms and fucking like weird, like surreal shit going on and some fucking like jump scary fucking horror things happening. Yeah, I was fucking, again, so I'm like, as I'm playing, I'm fucking like, ah, so yeah, I was fucking real fucking pissed off. That first fucking puzzle was like, that's the fucking one of the dumbest things I've ever seen. But, yeah, playing a little bit more, I'm like, fucking like, ah, this isn't, it's not a fucking bad game. It's fucking, man, this fucking feels very familiar for like a lot of different reasons. Yeah, it's like the sci-fi cyberpunk fucking horror thing where you're fucking going to people's memories. It reminds me a lot of fucking Remember Me and fucking Get Even. You know what I mean? It's fucking, this is very fucking similar to those. And it looks a lot like The Surge type of deal of just fucking like, oh, technology and fucking like horror and just like, yeah, I don't know. And, you know, and you already heard me. I think I fucking already referenced like half a dozen fucking different movies. It draws fucking really obvious, like on the nose inspiration from. And yeah, I mean, it's fucking, it's like, it's going to be a nostalgia trip type of deal. It's fucking borrowing from a bunch of different things. And even that is fucking like, oh, great. Another, you know, another one of these, another fucking nostalgia trip. Fucking looks like it's going to be a lot of, you know, small scale, like real, oh, I'm going to be trapped in this apartment. Like, oh, how innovative, only it's not. Because, you know what I mean? It's fucking like every bunch of other games have already done that shit and just fucking, yeah, small scale, narrative focused, fucking light puzzle elements kind of deal with a lot of walking and talking, like that type of game. It's like, again, fucking like, it's gonna be, seems like it's just gonna be another one of those. Yeah, not bad. Again, I'm just fucking like, man, I'm just kind of burnt out on this shit. I'd rather be fucking, yeah, it's like, oh, cool, a controller game, maybe it'll be fucking action heavy and, again, just fucking something to do, but nope. We'll see. Yeah, I'll keep playing it. It's not, again, it's not terrible, but and Gamescom happened too, I guess. I mean, it just doesn't seem like a lot of news or fucking any new announcements or new games coming out of there, as far as I can tell. As I didn't watch any press conferences, just fucking like reading through like the headlines. seems like, yeah, there's a lot of shit that's coming out of Gamescom. Just fucking like, guys, a little bit more information about shit that we already know, like that type of thing. Like nothing really big that interests me anyway. I mean, it's fucking like, hey, Final Fantasy 15 PC port's coming. It's like, yay, I guess. Yay, more like gay. And yeah, that's your Gamescom 2017 report. For more breaking, hard-hitting news, be sure to head on over to gruntfreepress.com before the Google Nazis shut us down for hate speech. Podcast at gruntfreepress.com is the thing. Absolute Deicide, warning you that there's probably going to be a lot more Warhammer in some form or another in the near future. But exactly what that means may surprise you, or it may put you to sleep. I'm beyond caring at this point. Just make sure you beware of the Observer.
I love living in the city. I love living in the city.